The songs we love, the songs we hate, the songs we've never heard. What do they all have in common? Music speaks to us in ways we may not realize. Discover how to use what you already have to get what you really want. You're listening to Power of a Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network. Here's your host, John Chester.
And welcome to another installment of the Power of Positive Playlist. My name is John Ivor Chester. Really glad to have you. Thanks for your time and tuning in today. I got a treat for you. I've got Deanna Blair. She is a certified health coach, mental health advocate. Your company is named Spot the Dots?
Correct.
Wow. Where in the world did that come from?
Spot the Dots came from all the years of me wearing polka dots. And I was looking for a business name, and I finally looked in my closet and thought, okay, you know what? Spot the Dots basically means discovering optimal talents soulfully. So we are connecting minds, bodies, and souls. And it's you've got to spot the dots, spot the connections in order to connect. So we're all connected in some way, shape, or form. We just have to figure out how.
Can this also be something like connecting the dots?
It can be, yes.
Cool.
The Spot the Dots just came on just because of the outfits, and it just really, it made more sense.
It works.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Works. Okay, so I got the titles, the health coach, the health advocate, both great and so needed right now. Right now we have mental illness is nearly 1 in 5. Okay, nearly 1 in 5 adults live with mental illness, which averages out to about 46.6 million souls. That figure is a couple of years old, but it's recent enough to understand that we have an issue. Having said that, what do you have to do with it? What do you offer in this? Why would people call you up?
I want to help more families understand that mental illness, first of all, they're not alone out there.
Good.
Obviously, the numbers don't lie. There's a million of them. And I want to help families understand that we don't have to rely on medication. We have so many different therapies out there, like yourself, as music, horse therapy. There's all kinds of therapy that we can get involved in that doesn't rely on medication after medication, that is making it much worse. And that is what I've been working on for the last couple of years of just really diving into that.
So what got you into this?
Well, my mom was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia 35 years ago. And for the last 30 years, we've really haven't had much of a connection. And about 2.5 years ago, we reconnected. She ended up getting in the hospital for some unrelated health issues that came up. And with these health issues, I was actually grateful that I reconnected with her. And it's been tremendous. Unfortunately, she's in a nursing home right now. But she had a mild stroke and sort of reset her brain. And so now, because of the reset, I'm able to have communications with her that I haven't had in 35 years.
That's good.
So blessing in disguise, I'm grateful. You know, we don't always know where those blessings come from, but, you know, I'm just grateful.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life? Trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTENteam.com. Go to martinteam.com today.
So you're here to help the families deal with an individual, of a family member that has a mental illness. So in other words, you're not necessarily approaching just the client, the patient, but your client is like the sibling, the parent, or the child of somebody who has it, because that's a real issue. I mean, we have hospitals for, and we have counselors and therapists for people with these diagnoses. But on the other hand, the families are pretty much left out to the wind on this.
Right.
Okay. So when people want help, they have to understand that you're not there to necessarily help the patient, the person with the diagnoses. You're here for the families. That's a great thing. So when they call you up, what, and they say, mom is difficult, or my sister's this, and they're doing that, what's your first bit of, how do you step out?
Great question. So what I would say is, first, you need to have patience. A lot of patience. And it took me a long time to realize that for myself. And second, you need to take care of yourself. You need to make sure, you need to realize that it's not your fault. It's not their fault. This just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, please, y'all really need to understand that. Because a lot of people, one of the great problems with dealing with people in mental issues is that we have a problem delineating between the mental illness and just a behavior. I'm sure nobody sits back in their rocker and goes, you know, my life is just going way too stellar right now. I think I'll tear the family up. So please give them the grace, the patience to understand that these are not choices for mental illness. Now, having said that, and this is a regular mantra of mine, because they have a mental illness, there are still choices they can, to some degree, and the family can make to mitigate a lot of this. And that's what you do, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what would that be?
Well, you know, going back to, gosh, if I would have known 10, 20 years ago what I know now, of course, things would be different. But knowing what I know, you need to give yourself time. You need to give yourself, along with the patients, it's taking care of yourself first. If that is you walking outside for 10 minutes just to cool off, just to breathe, then you do that. If you're having an argument with that person, lower your voice and don't try to argue with them. It's not going to work. It's not going to get any better. What I learned is we need to take that breathing moment, take that moment for ourselves, come back in there with a clear mind and look at that person and say, you know what? This is the person I love. This is someone that I care about deeply. So we almost have to agree with them. In a sense, you know what? They're right. Absolutely. You're 100% right. Now, what can I make for dinner?
Right. Good.
You know, how can I make things better today? And let's get through this day. You know, again, don't argue with them. Just go back and adjust your thinking.
And what you're talking about is something called validation. You know, yeah, the sky is pink. You're absolutely right. It sure is. And like you said, and you know, I think today hot dogs would be a great thing to have. Pink skies and hot dogs have always gone famously well with me. How about that? Let's, and that sounds stupid, silly. And some of y'all, it sounds condescending, but understand what's more important, to be right or to comfort them and be able to move on. Because I guarantee you, pink sky is not going to mean anything in 2 minutes. If it's that far down the road. Or some kind of maybe paranoia or whatever that problem is.
You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. Air, water, and nutrients are vital to your health. Today's lifestyles are bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. Absorbing these frequencies are linked to brain fog, to illness and diseases, down to the cellular level. I am Brenda Wakefield. Go to betterhealthbrenda.com to discover how you can protect your family, work and living spaces, your mind and your body without disconnecting from your wireless lifestyle. betterhealthbrenda.com, betterhealthbrenda.com.
Again, I'm talking with Deanna Blair, a certified health coach and mental health advocate and owner of Spot the Dots.
Owner of Spot the Dots, yes.
I love saying Spot the Dots. I'm going to walk around. I have 5 dogs at home and a couple of them have dots. So I'm going to probably walk around and perseverate on that title for a while. Okay. So how does music work in your life? Do you, you said your mother, schizophrenia. That's a tough bag.
Very tough.
All right. Yeah. So have you ever used music to try and mitigate your own life enough to give you that breathing room that you were talking about?
I have. Music for me is a lot. I went through periods of my life where there's nobody around, so music helped me. There might be times when I'm listening to a completely different music, or it might be country music, it might be off the wall dance music, it might be, you know, something blaring in your face. But it's all been helpful in different time frames. My mom used to listen to country music all the time. So when I hear a certain country song, I think of my mom because that's what she listened to. And she would go into the kitchen. I would remember her and my dad being in the kitchen, and they were making dinner, and all of a sudden a song comes on and they start dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is something I do all the time now.
Well, I think we can all agree that the kitchen is the dance floor of every good home. And it is in my house, and my wife and I and kids dance in the kitchen and knock things down and make messes. But that's a great memory, though. And even though your mom, you know, has this mental illness, you have this wonderful fond memory of that.
Right.
Music. Do you know what the song was, by the way?
I don't.
Okay, it's okay. It's country western. The designs are there. All right, we're going to pick this up some more. I'm going to talk to Deanna Blair, certified health coach, but we're going to be right back right after this. Ivor Chester, Power of Positive playlist on the OBBM Network.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches. Video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
And welcome back. This is Ivor Chester, Power of Positive playlist. I've got Deanna Blair across the table, certified health coach, mental health advocate. By the way, we were talking earlier before the show, and you were talking about classes. What was that like?
Classes were enlightening to me.
What classes?
I had a mental health for families that I had gone to a couple years ago, and now I'm actually facilitating a class that is a mental health for families also. And I do a mental health first aid class for families and for adults and youth, which I think I mentioned to you. They're roughly the same class. All three classes combined are classes that really help people understand more how to deal with their loved one. And I refer people to these classes all the time. If I would have had these classes years ago, this would have been phenomenal for me. I would have learned so much and probably had a better communication with my mom. Mm. But these classes were not available back then. This wasn't something that we did 30 years ago. It was sort of a hush-hush and let's sweep it under the rug and make it go away. Well, now we have these classes. And I feel like it did wonders for me. Just being in the class, because I didn't go to counseling. So this was such a huge help for me to understand my mom and to understand other people. And so I recommend those classes. I recommend talking about what's going on and realizing that your family member, your loved one, they didn't just wake up like this. Mm-hmm. It happened, and there are ways that we can understand it better.
Okay, so what you're talking about is communication. And we talked about validation before, and there's lots of ways to work a relationship with loved ones. What are some other ways to communicate?
Okay. Well, communication could be music. Okay.
I'll take that. That's a shameless plug. Thank you.
Communication can be just being there with your loved one, listening to them, and agreeing. It doesn't matter what it is, but agree. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, that's their communication. And if you continue to try to keep battles with them, it's not going to work. I communicate with my mom all the time. And the funny thing is, she actually calls me a lot more. Where have you been? Why aren't you calling me? What's going on? And I absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's very sweet. Yeah. When my mom was in a nursing home, I would bring a book and read to her. Mm-hmm. And one called I Love You Forever, I Like You For Always. Yep. That was fun. I bring my guitar and sing to her all kinds of songs. And of course, everybody else had to come in. And so it became this big kumbaya, Greystock kind of moment. But it's fun. So there's lots of ways to communicate with people. Right. You ever try like baking?
Yes, baking works. I actually did a video on baking the other day.
Oh, what did you cook?
I didn't actually cook, not that day. I was just recommending cooking your loved one to have better communication. And I kind of go back to what you just said. I'm so glad you brought it up, because when I go to see my mom in Oklahoma, the next time I'm going to bring her an iPad. Mm. So she and I can communicate better. And I want her. She said that during the COVID that she didn't have her church time. I thought, well, this is horrible. I know that you like that. So I'm going to bring her an iPod and download a Bible so that she can either read it or listen to it. So that would be helpful.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So if somebody was to call you up, and they're looking for solutions. You've mentioned communicate. You've mentioned don't argue. You've mentioned even concepts like changing the environment that you're in.
Absolutely.
What's the number one issue that people have when they call you up for this?
Well, the number one issue that I've seen is stigma. Stigma is... nobody wants to talk about mental illness, even though people are starting to. It's still somewhat hush-hush, but they don't want people to know that maybe there's something wrong with their loved one. But ultimately, it's trying to understand what is going on with their loved one. That's the main issue. They don't understand how to deal with them, how to even communicate with them. And it is breaking down the barriers. It is really just being patient. And again, you know, trying to, for myself, I had to do that. I had to realize that my patience, okay, you know, I got to let everything go and just listen and be here.
So a lot of this you're talking about is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves, and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
Okay, your mom is in Oklahoma, I think you mentioned?
Correct.
Okay, so you have to do some driving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of self-care is music.
Absolutely.
And we were talking before, you create playlists?
I do.
What do you do?
Well,
like, for example, I mean, like, what kind of emotions are you targeting for yourself to manage? Because you got to make this haul. What is it, like 4 or 5 hours, something like that?
It can be, depending. Usually I make it in about 3.5 to my mom.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's better. So you have time to listen there. Mm-hmm. So what other kind of playlist are you creating to manage what?
My playlist are really kind of all over the board. It depends on my mood. I obviously don't want to be a Debbie Downer, and I don't recommend that for anyone. That is actually one of the things that I tell people. Yes, it's okay to be sad, but not all day. And I couldn't live like that all day. You have to make yourself feel better. And mm-hmm. by music, I change it up. I change my pattern all the time. It's probably like I change my life all the time, but I like a variety. I can go from listening to the ultimate dance beat to Dave Matthews Band, which is one of my favorites. He resonates with me a lot because of various things that I, you know, throughout my life. I just always liked him, and he's a great artist. I enjoy the beat. I just enjoy the flow of the music.
So it's a degree of empathy you have with Dave Matthews's music.
Right.
And that's good. One of the things that makes Deanna successful is that she has, and a lot of my guests, they have these broad playlists. Okay. They listen from, again, everything from Dave Matthews to maybe some jazz to maybe some classical to some beat, you know, whatever they want, but it's broad. Okay. You go to a museum and you'll see a picture on the wall, and most of them have this large collection of colors that were used to recreate this image that's in the artist's head. You're using music for whatever the emotion that you have. And you're using it in such a way to manage that. That's healthy. And that's what I recommend people to create these playlists and to identify an emotion that they're trying to do it. And you're doing it through self-care. And that is really amazing. So we're just about out of time. Let me ask you, how can people connect with you?
I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
So Deanna Blair, Twitter. What? So what's your handles?
Deanna Blair. I'm on Spot the Dots 12 and Spot the Dots 12. Twitter and Instagram, both of those. And Deanna Blair, Spot the Dots, Facebook.
Spell Deanna for those of us that are spelling impaired.
D-E-A-N-N-A. Blair, B-L-A-I-R.
Perfect.
Right.
So what's your next step?
My next step is, how many families can I help with their overall health? How many families can I help get through these challenging times with their loved one? And what are they doing? You know, what are they doing for their mental health? How can I help them with that? That is my next step. I want to help families.
And that's great. So please know that you're not going to be doing this alone. Reach out. You have friends. You have family. Never think that this is something you have to be strong enough to do. There are resources out there, and Deanna is somebody that can be there for you. Feel free to reach out to her. And my time is up, so feel free to reach out to me at ivorchester.com and the regular handles you can find. Until then, this is the Power of Positive Playlist. I'm John Chester, and this is the OBBM Network.
You've been listening to Power of a Positive Playlist with music therapist and life coach John Ivor Chester on the OBBM Network podcast. Power of a Positive Playlist airs each Monday and Wednesday at noon Central and 5 p.m. Central on OBBM Radio in the Offbeat Business app. Or get the OBBM Network podcast on demand in podcast directories everywhere. For more insight or to book John for speaking or hire John for your therapeutic environments, go to ivorchester.com.